About like that third triple cheeseburger I ate tonight, y'all. Tasted good, but man, miserable afterwards. You want to put that picture up for me, brother? Has this ever been any of y'all? Look at it. Just swallowed up and just sin, overwhelmed, anxious. Don't know what you're going to do. Pride, shame. This used to be me. You know, God, you don't even have to reach all the way up out the water. He'll come in the water and pull you out. He'll come in the water and drag you up out of there. You ain't even got to meet him halfway. Just try a little bit. Somebody asked a preacher one time, he said, if God loves me so much, why would he send me to hell? Preacher said, whoa, whoa, hold up, hold up. He said, imagine this. He said, imagine you're on a boat. All of a sudden you hear a loud boom, boom. Man runs right up to you, Brother BJ. He says, come on, we got to go. The boat's sinking. We got to get on a lifeboat. And you look that man dead in the face and say, no, I'm all right. See, Jesus is our lifeboat. Without him, you're just going to sink. When you do sink, he'll still come after you. I'm going to read this out of Matthew. He says, and it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That was me. I was that sinner. See, I thought all week, what should I talk about? Where should I start at? And there's no way I could tell my whole story and whatnot, but I'm going to start where it matters the most. After prison, after drug addiction, when I had a family. When it didn't just affect me or my Jonathan, Renee, and him. It didn't just affect them. It affected my son, my wife, my baby girl. That's what matters. Thank God for strong women, right? Thank God for strong, private, strong women. You see, about a year and a half ago, Brother BJ, I was sitting in front of the pharmacy. I just went and got me a case of, I called it Kool-Aid because I thought Brother was too stupid to realize it, but he didn't. He knew exactly what I was talking about. I was a do as I say, not do as I do type parent. I would, hey, go get me one of them out of the refrigerator. Hey, don't do that, but I just got done doing that. That was my type of fathering. See, I was sitting in front of the pharmacy. I was sitting in front of the pharmacy. Just went and got me some Kool-Aid. Went and got him. He wanted a Subway pizza. Went and got him a Subway pizza because, you know, I can buy me a case. I can buy him a pizza. Right? Make myself feel better. He says, hey, Daddy, look. I turn around and he's got that pizza in his lap. He's got that pizza in his lap. And I turn around and look. And he just starts praying for it. Thank you. Just praying for it. Says, hey, man, thank you. And I look, and I'm so proud of myself. And then I look to the left, there's nothing but a case of Kool-Aid sitting right beside him. And I got so ashamed because, Brother BJ, I didn't teach him that. I didn't teach him how to do that. I didn't teach him that. Another man taught him. See, I was taking him to church, and I was just sitting in the back in the corner where I could play with my baby and run out of here as fast as I could. I didn't teach him how to pray. I didn't do that. That was the most shameful thing I've ever did in my life. So I sat on it. Boy, I really went home. I really drunk on that. That was something hard. That was hard for me. I was failing as a father. Thought I was doing good. See, addiction is bad, but let me tell you, everybody's addicted to crystal meth. They know they called up, brother. They know. Hey, I know. When I was addicted to crystal meth, I knew I was in the wrong. But when I was drinking alcohol, because I could buy it at a store, because I paid taxes on it, because I went to work every day, I paid my bills, because I could do all that. I thought I was in the good, until one day I didn't have a whole lot, had just a few at the house, and I get home and Braylon's playing with Ava, they're doing this, they're doing that, and I was off probation, so I thought, oh well, God made marijuana, I could start smoking. I was smoking that, you know, whatever. And I seen how he was acting. I seen how both of them were acting. And I was like, man, I've done drunk half of Ava's life away. I done drunk 2 years of Braylon's life away. I done missed so much. I look at him and he has an attitude just like me. Man, you talking about rough. That was rough. So anyways, that day at the pharmacy, I went home and I drunk on that now. Went to work the next day. Had to go to AA meeting that night because I had to do 10. So I was listening. Well, I wasn't listening to Brian Reeves. I couldn't do nothing but think about that. Man, it was killing me, killing me, killing me. I couldn't do nothing but just think about it. So I called Brother BJ. I said, hey, man, can I come up to your house? Hey, I pull up to old Mills Hill. He's all right here. He's waiting on me in his glass door. So I went up there, and this is something else I struggle with about as a Christian. When we was at Broken Lives, so many people, the Spirit was moving so many people. I asked a man, was he saved? And he was like, no, I'm not. I said, do you want to be? And he was like, yeah, I do. Brother BJ saved me right there because I didn't have confidence in my own faith. You said something that struck me last week. You've been led to the Lord. You can lead somebody to the Lord. It ain't rocket science. So me and Brother B, I got saved that night. That was about a year and a half ago. Actually, Ava wasn't even here yet. And I was so worried about all the faith around me and this and that, I forgot about my own faith. I didn't read my playbook. I started letting this slide, started letting that slide, and guess what? I had a bad day. Brother Brad, had a bad day. So I went and bought me a fifth or something. I'm telling you what, it was just like clockwork. Like I told y'all before, you know, I missed one Sunday school, missed one Sunday church, missed one Sunday night, missed one Wednesday evening service. And before you know it, I wasn't even missing it no more. Whatever. Well, when we went to get married, we went to get married, Brother BJ, he come up there, he said, I won't marry y'all. Well, what'd you even come up here for? He said, I'll marry you if you move. You got to move out. Huh? You talking about move out of the home with my family and still pay the bills there. No, I'm just kidding with y'all. I already know. You know you got to do that. But so I moved back in with my folks. And I moved back in with my folks. That next day, I was smoking. It was before that Wednesday night service. It was a Wednesday night service when I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I was so caught up in the simple fact that you could smoke a joint because you can grow it. I was so caught up in the simple fact that that was my thing. Well, you can grow it, you can grow it, you can grow it. But you can grow meth. I know that ain't cool. Same concept. See, I was so caught up in it, I would come home. I didn't even look forward to coming home and hanging out with my family. I looked forward to coming home and getting drunk. I couldn't wait for my wife to stop telling me about her day so that I could go outside. She caught me up one time. I wasn't paying no attention. I was there. Oh, she was telling me, boy, and she slacked up a little bit, took a drink or something. What are you doing? Huh? Oh, man, that's when it really started whooping me right there. So I was smoking before on a Wednesday. And I said, man, I can't wait to go to church. Man, I can't wait to go to church. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And then something just hit me and said, boy, you ain't going to church. Man, it was just like the whole world just dropped down on top of me because I realized right then that I was living wrong. I wasn't guiding my family like I needed to because, see, like I said, I could go back 10 years. I could go back 10 years to the seventh grade when I was gave a pill so teachers didn't have to deal with me. And then that crowd started noticing me not taking them and caught up. So we started trading them out because, like I said, nobody taught me how to learn with what ADHD, what it is. Nobody taught me that. So now here I am grown. I pray before church for patience to be able to learn. But anyways, I come to church that night, and they played Battle Belongs. And it was just, man, I couldn't get up here fast enough. I couldn't get up here fast enough. And I prayed, and I prayed, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I asked him, please take it from me. Please, don't just take it. Please, I don't want it. And in them 6 weeks that I was at my mother's house and dad's house, man, I growed so much spiritually because what I learned, what I learned was the fact that I had to love God first.
Yes.
I had to love God first.
Yeah.
I had to let go of all my shameful ways. I got saved, but I still had a lot of pride. I still had this manly, worldly, like Brother Brent told us, I still had this worldly view on what a man should be. So I had to let all that go. But as in them 6 weeks, I prayed and I talked to God and I got close to God, because if I can't have a relationship, you can't have a relationship without nobody, with nobody, without a relationship with God first. You can try, but it ain't going to work too long, because I'm telling you. Like Brother BJ showed us, there's a triangle right there, imagine right here, and God's the cross. See, here's me, Jamie and my family, and here's me right here. The closer we get to God, the closer we get to each other, right? 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 So without that, you're nothing. You don't. You're nothing but a prideful man. And you know. It's just, man. Those 6 weeks were really. The first couple were awful, and then I started growing and I started reading my playbook. I rededicated my life to Christ. That's when I started growing. That's when I seen, hey, before I need anything, I need Jesus, because unless I get Jesus, I'm going to be nothing. I'm just going to be a man running around with tattoos. That's all I am. I had a guy the other day, he asked me, he said, in my toolbox at work, it says, be fruitful, have good character, and be a blessing to others. And I come down, he was from up north, I come down my catwalk, and he was standing there taking a picture. And he said, I said, what's up, what's going on, brother? He said, this is your toolbox, I like that. I said, yeah, man. I said, yeah, that's me right there. He said, so what does that mean to you? Huh? I said, brother, that means everything to me, because if I'm not having good character, I ain't being fruitful. And if I ain't being fruitful, then I ain't blessing nobody. See, because often I work with a lot of people who put off the world. They talk about the word, but they put off the world. I told a guy the other day, I said, brother, I said, you gotta put off the world. Do the people see the world in you, or do they see the gospel in you? And you know, I used to hate these tattoos. I couldn't stand them. I said, it's always gonna be a block for me. Always gonna be a block. No, there ain't no block, it's a bridge, because I'm telling you what. Folks will come up to me talking about whatever. Whoa, now look, it ain't even gotta be all that, brother. It ain't even gotta be all that. You going to church anywhere? Oh, it's wild. I love it. You know, you got to turn to God. You got to turn to God. I'm telling you, you got to turn to God. Whatever it is, you know, like Brother Tony Woodham told us one night, if it ain't working, pray a little harder. Because I wasn't really ready to let go of my past. I wasn't really ready to let go of my pride. It didn't matter if somebody had a gun on me in my front yard. My family was right behind me. I still tried to whoop them. Now, how dumb is that? You know, that's just... Like I said, I could go on and on about my past, but I really don't like to dwell on it. You know, I don't want to dwell on that. That ain't me no more. You see, God didn't make me no perfect man. God made me a progressing man. I'm glad that I had to go down in the dumps and rise up out of it, because I'm telling you, now I'm grateful. Now I'm grateful of where I'm at. Like I said, that song, Battle Belongs, means so much to me. So much to me. Miss Martin, can we sing it? I really ain't got no nothing else for y'all tonight, y'all. I just that's what the Lord led me to do tonight. And that's where I'm going to leave it at, brother.